the Lagos State Central Working Committee, CWC, of the Mandate Movement, TMM, has affirmed Alamosho APC Chieftain Abdullahi Ayinde Anilolobo as the state chairman. In a voice vote moved by Hon. Prince Adewale Arogundade from Mushin Local Government and seconded by Olorogun Bolahan Bagasto of Shomolu Local Government, the CWC affirmed Anilolobo, who is the immediate past state organizing secretary of the Lagos State APC, as the caucus state chairman. Note that the CWC consists of state executives, a leadership unit, 57 council chairmen, 57 youth leaders, and 57 women leaders. The caucus principal officers, who include woman leader Alhaja Mulakat Ayala, youth leader Femi John Olumuiwa, and chair of chair Olu Arologun, led their respective units to affirm their support for Anilolobo's chairmanship. The Mandate Movement chair of chair, Hon. Olu Arologun, declared that Abdullahi Ayinde Anilolobo is the movement's Lagos state chairman. In his words, "We are resolutely behind our chairman, Anilolobo. I am privy to meetings where Cardinal James Omawaya Odunembaku, a.k.a. Baba Ito, late Alhaji Badmus, and all of us agreed to the emergence of Anilolobo as the state chairman." On his part, Hon. Ratimi Agunloy from Kasaf Local Government Area offered that the CWC meeting is to pray for President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, GCFR, and Nigeria and to affirm Abdullahi Ayinde Anilolobo as the chairman of the Mandate Movement in Lagos State. The Mandate Movement state woman leader, Alhaja Mulakat Ayala, in her remarks, said, "I am known to President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, GCFR. I have been with him since 1998. I have been in the Mandate Movement from inception, and Abdullahi Ayinde Anilolobo will be supported to succeed, the same way and manner we supported his predecessors. The Mandate Movement Women's Wing is fully in support of the state chairmanship of Abdullahi Ayinde Anilolobo." However, in his remarks, Abdullahi Ayinde Anilolobo said, "Nigerians should bear with President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, GCFR, at this period. Mr. President is not following the order of the past that led us to where we are today as a nation. He is building the right fundamentals that will lead us to a place of national joy and peace. I must admit that the pattern of true development is a path of discomfort and birth pains initially, such as what we are experiencing presently. It is time-bound, so Nigerians should have firm hope in the president. In a few months from now, we will celebrate a better Nigeria."